lecture 8. In the last lecture then I started talking about the bonding between transition metal and the ligand. Now we're going back and having a look at it. First we recap on what we found in group 3. Group 3 then the boron was electron deficient. In boron trichloride we can see that boron's got 1, 2, 3 valence electrons. Chlorine, each of them's got 7 valence electrons, so we've got a 2 electron bond here, here and here. 6 electrons makes boron uncomfortable, 2 electrons short of the octet. So the nitrogen over here has got a lone pair of electrons that donates both of them to boron. That then is a Lewis base, the ammonia, having a what we call a dative bond across to the boron trichloride. Now the same type of bond, which we're now going to call a coordinate covalent bond, is what we have in transition metal chemistry. The two terms then, dative bond and coordinate covalent bond, we can use interchangeably. It's just more normal when you're dealing with this sort of situation here for group 3 to call it a dative bond. When you're dealing with coordination compounds, you're going to call it a coordinate covalent bond. Now this is a pretty standard sort of question area. I'll ask about the bonding in transition metal complexes and you guys make sure that you're talking about a Lewis base with its lone pair reacting with a Lewis acid centre, which is the transition